Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along. Well, hey, welcome back to another episode of Conversations About Meaningful Things. We're so glad that you're joining us today or wherever you are as you're listening. My name's Alex, one of the hosts here, and as always, with one of my good friends, Steve.
Hey, Alex.
The mic from me. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're in the, at least at this recording, this is like the first real day that sort of feels like fall. We're in October right now. And all last week, it felt like we were still in July, August. It was
kind of
nice.
I think that the temperature and the sun was a big part of that for sure. And then it was a rainy day yesterday and overnight. And so you kind of, it's that damp, cool feel this morning. And I agree. It just feels like, okay, we turned the corner.
I'm sort of ready for it. I'll be honest. Like, we live in Western New York and we get all four seasons.
I
would argue probably the best of all four, right? Like, if you're into the snow, you better believe we've got that here.
Yeah, and we've got the terrain, so there's ski slopes close by, so you can enjoy that if you'd like.
I don't ski. So I grew up in the flatlands of Northwest Ohio, and there are the biggest ski slope would be the landfill. I did not, but I know so many people around here who do, and they love that. And I should give it a go.
You should, fall down a mountain at least once in your life, right? Skiing probably for you was, if you were going to ski, it was water skiing, right?
Yeah.
Because you were near water.
And yeah.
I really enjoy the water stuff.
I do too.
And we have that close by as well. So all four seasons, some people say sometimes all on the same day too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, for sure.
Can change quickly.
We just, we went camping this past weekend with our kids, and we're finally turning a corner, I think. We're camping is almost an enjoyable experience.
Alex, you're just laying the foundation.
I know. It was beautiful though. We went down to Letchworth State Park, which is about an hour from where we live here. And they call it the Grand Canyon of the East. I'm told like these beautiful, just a shameless plug for, our national parks here or state parks. But, it was just good. It was a really good time with our family. Kirsten and I said to each other several times, especially after a pretty much sleepless night the first night there, because our kids were just so excited. They kept waking up and then waking us up.
Of course.
And we're just like, we're making memories.
Yeah.
This is, we are making memories that we'll look back on.
But man, you're turning the corner. Listen, nobody likes digging the basement, but we like building the house.
Yes.
So your basement's almost done. You got the foundation. Yes. It's going to be fun decorating.
Exactly. Oh man. So it just got me thinking, like, we've got these times, we're trying as a family. One of the things I've gotten a lot of encouragement with over the years is we've been raising our kids, and I know you've talked about this before. I've asked you these questions, like, you and Tina are empty nesters. I love the term, you successfully launched your children out of the house. They're productive adults and living for the Lord and doing some cool stuff. But, just those times where we're unplugging and where we're really devoting time as a family to, build traditions or spend time connecting with one another. Which sort of leads me to kind of what we want to dive into today. And we've hit on this a little bit in the past. I think when we're talking about our lives in the 21st century, we're inundated with distractions and we're tech centric as a culture, our phones are almost like a part of who we are nowadays. It's weird, self-admittedly, like, if I don't have my phone in my
pocket. I'm like, oh, where'd I put my phone?
Yeah. People lose their phone. They're freaking out because their life stops, right? Yeah. I can't function. I can't do anything.
Yeah. I was just thinking in terms of, you know, being present, but also, as followers of Christ, you know, there's lots of things that are really good, especially with technology. Like, I love that things are more accessible now than they've ever been.
Yeah.
But you used a term in a conversation a week or so ago that you and I had that I kind of want to dive in today. And you were talking about the difference between it was substitute versus supplement, or supplement versus substitute, as it has to do with technology and how we're consuming things, even good things. You want to explain what you mean by that when we were
talking?
Sure.
Let me give you a physical example of that.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, I had a medical issue, was pretty sick, and ended up losing a lot of weight because of that. And so as I was regaining and recovering, it was suggested to me a few times, like, hey, this will help you recover quicker.
Yeah.
You know, take this protein supplement kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that supplement, no one told me, like, don't eat anything else, just do that.
Right.
Because the obvious is, well, of course you have to keep eating and nourishing your body, right? You can't just say, well, this supplement will just take care of everything for me.
Yeah.
So, well, I think we understand that in the physical, but from a spiritual standpoint, so you mentioned we have, you know, so much accessibility to information, right? And I think I remember, you know, old school, you know, the saying used to be information or knowledge is power, right?
Yeah.
Now I would propose that the saying might be something like information is paralyzing because there's so much of it.
Yeah.
And I can't even process all of it. And so we have all these options now, right?
Yeah.
All these options about things that we have access to. And that's true from a spiritual standpoint. We have, dare I say, we have podcasts.
Yeah.
but there's, you know, access to great teaching, great sermons, great resources that are out there that I think are meant to be or should remain in the lane of being supplementary to our spiritual lives, our spiritual health, intended to help us grow. Right. And the danger, I think, sometimes is if we allow a supplement to become a substitute. In other words, we don't stop eating. Like, we don't say, oh, well, now that I'm taking the supplement, I don't need to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah.
We know that from a physical standpoint, that would be disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we've realized that from a spiritual standpoint, that it could be equally disastrous to our spiritual lives. Mm-hmm. So what are we substituting then? Well, I'm a meat and potatoes guy, so
same.
If Genesis 9, we could eat animals. That's a different subject. But anyway, like you know, for me, the meat and potatoes of our spiritual lives is the Word and prayer, and there are certainly resources that help us in those areas.
Yeah.
But if we stop praying and we stop studying and applying, that's an important step.
Yes.
Studying and applying the Word, we're just as foolish and just listen to a podcast. Like this half an hour with us, if that's all you're getting, we're robbing you.
Yeah.
And
stop listening now.
Stop listening. Get your nose in the book. And that's what I mean by substitute versus supplement.
Yeah.
These things are meant to help, but not to replace.
That makes so much sense, because would you say like using the same analogy of if I'm just taking vitamins, like supplements that are good for me, but I'm not nourishing myself with good food, being consistent daily, those things are of no use to me.
Well, yeah, because they're meant to be, you know, supplement means in addition to,
right?
But if you're adding it to nothing, you know, you're sort of ending up with nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we can't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you talked about the foundation of, you know, giving kids that experience, and it builds foundation for relationship. Like those foundational things to our spiritual lives and our spiritual relationship, those can't go away. Because if you don't have a foundation, you're not building on anything.
Yeah.
Supplements adding to nothing.
Yeah. I had a really good conversation with a friend years ago who he grew up in the Catholic Church, and this is not a bash against Catholicism whatsoever, but one of the things that he said, kind of in the same line, was like, and he'd been following Jesus for a number of years, but he said for so long, like, I was just taught, or at least maybe it was more caught than taught, but like, you know, I just had to listen to what the priest said, and what he said was, you know, was gospel, and so I never felt like I had to get in the Bible for myself and really read it and follow, make that part of my personal walk with Christ. Like, I was kind of covered. Like, I went to Mass, I went to confessional every once in a while, and that was good. And it was like a light bulb moment for him was when he was like, wait a second, like, this is a personal relationship with Jesus. I'm meant to dig into his word daily and read it. And then, you know, a lot of things change for him, obviously, but I think sometimes we can fall into that trap of like, hey, as long as somebody else believes it for me, I'm good. I don't need to dig in myself. I don't maybe understand it enough. I'm just going to listen to people that are smarter than me. Yeah. Do you think, like, what are some of the pitfalls that you think that we tend to fall into, Steve? That where are areas that you see other people, or maybe in the past you've even struggled with, that the substitute versus making something a supplement in your life? What are some of those things that we can maybe fall into?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ones, and it's crazy because it's such a good supplement, is listening to teaching. Because there's really good teaching out there. There's some bad teaching, of course, but you know, listening to solid teaching, whether it's sitting in a church service somewhere, or listening to something like this, or, you know, being on a regular, I always tune into this service online or something. Taking that teaching and not getting into the Bible yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe I think about it this way, like we're talking about relationship, right? Personal relationship.
Yeah.
We have some friends in common, right? We have some friends in common.
Yep.
Imagine if my connection to some of our common friends, I stopped talking to them or hearing from them.
Yeah.
And I just asked you, hey, tell me what's going on in Billy Bob's life. And like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. I like hearing about that from you. Mm-hmm. Tell Billy Bob I said hello. And that eventually we know what's going to happen. I'm just not going to care or have any relationship with Billy Bob anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm going to feel really connected to you.
Yeah.
And so I think what can happen and has happened is people feel really connected to a particular teacher.
Yep.
But not really connected to the Lord, whom that teacher is supposedly teaching you about.
And that's a really,
And again, it's not like you shouldn't listen. You know, we tell people, hey, check out our service online. Like, we do that.
Yeah.
But that's never to say then, and then you do, because then you don't have to connect with God, right? That's the whole point of that thing.
Absolutely.
It's the in addition to.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the big ones is there's so much good teaching available, but that shouldn't be a substitute for actually wanting to hear from God directly.
Yep.
And his word is one of the main ways God has let us know about himself.
Yep. Yep.
And the depths of scripture, you will never find the bottom of. So it's not like, well, I read the Bible, I know everything there, so I'm just going to listen to other people. Like, God's always got something for us in his word.
Yeah. Can I just take a moment to, and you're going to hate this, Steve, but something that I love.
I hate it already.
I love that you say often, and you're going to hate this because you are just a humble person, but you say often when you are teaching that, like, you know, you're talking about a lot of things that scripture is sharing. You give a lot of really practical handles for people to grab onto and like take and apply this to your life. But I've heard you said a lot of times, it's like don't just take what I'm saying for face value. Like, go and dig into the word yourself. Like,
yeah.
We all need to, as followers of Jesus, to be in his word and to know what it says. And, like, I love that encouragement, because I think it's easy, I think, sometimes to put people that are in pastoral ministry or that have authority on these pedestals, and like, well, they're the spiritual elite. They have the title pastor, and so they're closer to God than I'll ever be.
Yeah.
We sometimes can get into that really weird space where, like, that's not where we live. That's not our calling. And that's not in God's plan either. There are different roles and different giftings that I think God's given us.
Sure.
But we're all in the same, we're all children of God, and we're all on the same playing field in regards to following him. And I appreciate that that's something you say often. And I think something that I've seen too is, and I don't think this was just a COVID thing, but I think it maybe made it easier to fall into this trap. Like, I met a lot of folks who, even at our old church in Ohio at New Hope, when we were online, like as we were kind of coming out of the lockdown and that really not fun time, a lot of people going, well, you know what? I'm just gonna do church at my house.
Oh yeah.
Like, and then it was, well, I like this person's teaching, so I consider that my church over there. And you know, finding this, like, it was almost this sort of isolating, like, bubble, if you will, where it was easier because it's so accessible to go, hey, I don't need to actually physically rub shoulders with anybody. I can still do church.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could speak to that too. Like, what, why? Because, I mean, we follow this train of thought. It's like, well, hey, I've got access to all of these great teachers and preachers and worship artists. Like, why do I even need to get plugged into a local church? I can do all that at home.
Yeah. So listen, I can jump on YouTube. I can pull up like two or three Brandon Lake worship videos, and then I can tag in this great preacher I know from Texas and listen to him.
Yeah.
And then maybe I can find someone that's saying a really cool prayer, and like my YouTube church video selection for the day. When we went through COVID here, it to say it didn't sit well with me to only do remote is one of the biggest understatements I could ever say. Yeah. Like, it just kept me up at night. Like, this is not. And so, so let me throw a couple other wordplay things out there. So yeah, I think, there's a convenience part of some of the technology and the developments that have been made. So the convenience part, and I think that we have a danger of taking something that's convenient and missing connection. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the body of Christ is talked about in scripture, that it's about connection, and it's about, I mean, Paul especially uses imagery of a physical body where parts aren't just, they don't exist in isolation, separated from one another.
Yep.
He talks about the way the body really is healthy and working is when every ligament and tendon and muscle, we're all connected.
Yeah.
And I think anytime something's taking you down a road where you're losing connection, that should be a red flag for folks.
Yeah.
So convenience is convenient.
Yeah.
But it might be very much eroding connection, and that is not a biblical picture at all.
Yeah.
The biblical picture is, we're all connected, and we work better when we stay connected with one another, because there's a diversity of roles that we have.
Yep.
And, you know, think about a, I don't know, a soccer player, a football player kicking a ball, right? Do we say the foot kicks the ball? Probably, but we know that's not the reality.
Yeah.
It's the leg. It's the tendons that connect the muscles to the bones, which give the structure to that, some nerves that eventually connect to the eyes and the brain that say, that's where I want to kick it. Like, all that's needed just to kick a ball.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just one thing. And we don't function that way as believers in the body of Christ. We're all necessary. Everyone has a role.
Yeah.
It looks and feels a little bit different, but the only way the body actually works is when we're all connected. And so don't sacrifice connection for convenience. That's just a big, big red flag for me.
Man, I think you could say that again. Don't sacrifice connection for convenience. I think that is something that I've wrestled with on again and off again over the years, where it is so easy to go through the motions, to do the church thing, and to not ever, it's so easy to not, or to miss that connection piece. And I think in a world that tends towards we're the most connected we've ever been, yet the most isolated, the most lonely as a people, that principle that we see in scripture is so healing and more, I think, more relevant than it ever has been.
Yeah. We're superficially connected.
Right.
But there's no depth.
Yeah.
And there's no relational connection. Yep. There's a technological connection because I can make words appear on a screen that's in your pocket.
Yeah.
But I haven't really connected with you.
Absolutely.
So there's this facade of connection that underneath, I think, and that's, there's some, and this is a totally different lane we could go in, but, mm-hmm. There's some relational, mental health issues that people struggle with because of not feeling those things.
Yep.
And I think the technology gives us that facade, but at the end of the day, deep down, we kind of realize, it's not really.
Yeah.
Not really connected.
Yeah.
And that leaves us wanting.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree that we're as connected as ever, but maybe as relationally starved as ever.
Yeah. And there's a whole, I think we could probably devote an entire podcast episode on just this sliver of the conversation.
Like I said, there's lanes we could be running.
I know, right, but now. I just think even just the practical, like part of God's design in our sanctification, just a churchy word for just like looking more like Christ every single day. It involves people. It involves me giving access to you and saying, hey, here's parts of me that need work still. And for you to be able to go like, hey, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to keep you accountable. I'm going to point you to Christ in those areas. And that's really hard to do if we're living in superficial relationships. Like if we're only letting people see parts of us that we want them to see, the pretty parts, the cleaned up parts. But we see time and time again, like Jesus is not waiting for us to come to him cleaned up. He wants us to come to him in our mess, in our brokenness, and because he desires to heal us and to help us look more like him.
Yeah. And it's interesting you bring that up because I was thinking about this the other day. Like, and you're absolutely right. He doesn't wait. If you look at examples in the Bible where Jesus, not through text message, but he literally interacted with people, right?
Yeah.
His simple invitation was, hey, come and follow me, and I will, and there was a, I will do this. Like, there's work to be done, but follow me, and I'll help you do the work. And there were people who said, I will, but there's other stuff I need to do first. Mm. And his response was basically, well, no. You can't. Like there's nothing we need to do first in order to follow Jesus other than say yes.
Yep.
And so there is a beautiful simplicity there. And it re-emphasizes the point of connection and personal connection, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't anything other than that. Just follow me.
Yeah. So maybe as we wrap up today.
We're wrapping up already.
I know.
So, back to your original question, supplement and substitute, I'm delaying the wrap up real quick. But anyway. So, I mentioned the word and speakers. Is there anything that jumps to your mind as a
supplement or a substitute?
A top thing that's intended to be a supplement that sometimes dangerously becomes a substitute.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ones that pop off in my head the most is how it relates to how we engage with the body of Christ. I think I think for me where I've certainly maybe wrestled with I think it's all about priority too. Like you know, I'm prioritizing. I'm in my head. I'm doing that. Anytime I do the mental checklist where I'm like, okay, I listened to a podcast today, like that kind of that filled that bucket up and I'm good.
Okay.
It's the times again where I think it's not that these are bad things, and I hope that you guys have gotten that from today is these things we're talking about, they're all really good things.
Oh yeah.
It's good to be encouraged. It's good to listen to good music or worship music or listen to a podcast that's encouraging. It's when it is in place of your personal walk with Christ. Mm. And in the Word. And I think, yeah, for me, one of the encouragements, and maybe this is a different conversation, but one of the most encouraging things that I get to experience in my role here as the worship director is when I have conversations with people that are like, man, God has been blessing me this week. Like I've been hearing from him in his Word. And like, I feel so close to him. And then this morning, just coming together, singing with other believers, and like, man, one of the songs you guys did today was exactly what God was saying to me this week. It was like, those times are just, that is so encouraging to me, because I want to see every single person that's walking with Christ. Like that Sunday morning connection is just reaffirmation of what God is already doing in your life during the week. It's not the only Jesus time that you get.
Right.
I think we become more in tune with what God's wanting to do that morning when we've had that personal time with him. We tend to see that time rightly. You know, it's not, I'm sitting there going, hey, I didn't really like the music today. It's like, oh wait, this isn't about me. This is about the one we're singing about. Again, maybe this is a tangent for a different episode.
But I think you're right. And I think, you know, you mentioned, you know, I watch a video or listen to something or whatever. And
yeah.
And I feel good about that. I like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And there is an emotional side to this, right? There is an emotional, like,
yeah.
You know, there are things that do make us feel good, right? And those aren't bad things.
No.
But we can't live from emotional perk to emotional perk, right? And so, yeah, that's a really good point. And
yeah.
I think it's awesome when we see God connecting with us. I was going to say speaking to us, but connecting with us from lots of different angles, right? Oh, what I read this morning in the Word. Oh, this conversation I had. Oh, what was taught in my small group or at church on Sunday. Oh, what the worship set that came up. Like, man, it's just God's got my attention. That's such a great place.
Yeah.
And that's obviously, as we're sitting here talking about it, like for you listening, like we want you in that place.
Yes.
We want you. And it's not like it's a physical place. Obviously it's a spiritual place. We want you in the place where you feel like you're connecting with God in so many ways.
Yeah.
And it's such a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe as
all right now
as we land the plane, Steve.
Sorry, I just circle the airport for a second.
I love it, man. I always feel like we have a plan in place, and the Holy Spirit, time and time again, is like throw a curveball.
Yeah.
I would love to encourage you who's listening today, just with a few thoughts, and Steve, maybe you can wrap up today, but. I would just say, like, if this is you, if you're going, hey, like, maybe you felt that, you just feel like, well, I don't feel like I'm really connecting with my local church, or I call myself a Christian, but I feel like something is missing. Maybe today, take inventory of what are you consuming. Again, we want to encourage you, continue to consume those things that are feeding your soul, that are encouraging you, that are reminding you of who God is, but maybe make sure those priorities are lined up. Have you spent personal time reading God's Word, talking to Him through prayer, and then let those supplements be just that, supplement what you're already doing with God today. That would be my encouragement. Maybe it's just change one thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's maybe we can just phrase it this way. What's your spiritual diet look like? And You know, are there some adjustments that maybe need to be made? You know, if you're eating too many ho-hos, you know, maybe it's time to get back to some really good basic food groups, like the word, not just hearing about the word, but reading and hearing from the word, spending time talking to God, not talking about him. You know, those are subtle, but so important. Adjustments to make, you know, take inventory. What's your spiritual diet look like? What very possibly drastic, but most likely it's probably some subtle changes that will make all the difference in the world. And I can tell you from using the physical illustration standpoint, the last 3 years of my life, those have become so obvious to me, how slight adjustments to your diet really affect how you're doing, how you're growing, and how healthy you are. So take the time, do that. Maybe now, maybe if you're driving and you happen to listen when you drive, you can, you know, shut the noise off and just mentally take time to do that. Encourage you to write it down so you can reflect on it. And then you can take your next steps going forward. So that's what we'd love to encourage you to do today. And we look forward to hearing from you. If you got any feedback for us, got a question, got an idea, love to hear from you. Just email us podcast@victorchurch.org. That's podcast@victorchurch.org. And we will have a meaningful conversation about something real soon. Take care.
Bye, guys.